Well, welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered here on this Saturday morning. Appreciate your time and joining us here. Coming up later on the program, we will talk some high school basketball with J.R. Howell and Logan Imes, so make sure you stick around for that conversation. Well, the Lebanon Tigers had a full week of baseball. In fact, the weather cooperated, which you never know what you're going to get during the spring season, but they had four games scheduled, and four games were played, and four wins. And so Coach Cosgray, which are you more surprised about, getting the four wins or getting all four games in?
I'm super happy with both outcomes. It was a great week for the Tigers, going 4-0. I really felt coming into the week that we had an opportunity to get ourselves on a roll in the win column, and the kids came out and did what we needed to do to make it a successful week.
Well, we had a chance to see you play back on Monday night, taking on Clinton Prairie, and it was the second chance I had opportunity to call a game against Clinton Prairie. Saw them play against Western Boone, so a little familiar with their program coming into the game. But I thought for you and your kids and your pitching staff, it was a good night.
It was. Caleb Linton, senior pitcher for us, got the start. Caleb has competed well this year, but hasn't always performed at the level that I think that he felt that he's capable of, but he came out on Monday night and pitched really well, only giving up one run, and we went on to win the game 11-1 in six innings. So a good pitching performance. When Clint Prairie put the ball in play, we were able to make the defensive plays, and obviously our run production was good on that night.
And again, the Tigers get the win 11-1 over Clinton Prairie to start off the week on a great note. Then it's on to conference play, and the Tigers had two games against Southmont. Tuesday night, they hosted Southmont and were able to get the 5-0 shutout. Tell me about the Mounties this year.
They have a new coach, Coach Woods. He coached up in Lafayette back in the day when Lafayette Harrison had some really strong players go through. He was a part of their program and helped with the I believe it was Legion baseball that they played at that time. And so he's been around some high caliber players in his coaching career, and I think he's doing a nice job with the program. But Corbin Wells got the start for us, another left-handed pitcher, a junior. And Corbin just pitched a very complete game. He came out and had really good velocity on his fastball. When need be, he was able to work in his curveball and his changeup as well, and got a complete game shutout. So we always tell the kids, you know, the game baseball starts with pitching, with solid pitching, and he gave us a very good performance, and we were able to manufacture five runs.
And again, the Tigers hold Southmont off the board and get the 5-0 win, and then they take a day off. And they go to Southmont on Thursday night and are able to get the 8-2 win in this contest.
Yeah, Ethan Kaufman, senior right-handed pitcher, got the start for us. He had pitched at Noblesville the week before, and obviously Noblesville's a very talented team, but he competed well in the Noblesville game, and we felt like he would bounce back and have a good game against Southmont, and he did. And he ended up pitching five-plus innings for us. And then Caleb McLean, junior left-handed pitcher, came in and got an inning of work. This was his first varsity outing, so it was nice to see him come out and do a nice job. And once again, holding them to two runs was huge. So in the three games, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we only gave up three runs total over those three games. And offensively, just up and down the lineup, we had multiple guys contribute in a positive way over those three games to get us the run production that we needed to win games.
And again, the Tigers do get the second win over Southmont by a final of 8-2. And then that sets up last night's game where the Tigers went on the road. It was a neutral location, but I'm sure a great location for the kids as you went to Purdue University and Alexander Stadium to take on a familiar opponent in Delphi. Talk to us, first of all, about how this game came about being played at Purdue.
We played up at Purdue in 2014, and we were scheduled to play again up there in 2019, the COVID year, but obviously that wasn't able to happen. But just over the years, I've gotten to know the people that I have to contact in order to be able to play up there. So I just reach out to them in the fall. I looked at Purdue's schedule and see what weekend that they were not at home in May, because I really like to play up there in May to try to get the best weather that we can. And so this was the weekend that Purdue was playing down at IU, and we just so happened to have be playing Delphi on a Friday. We always try to play on a Friday night when we try to go up there. And so just through communication with the people at Purdue, and they are very supportive of us coming up to play. And yes, it's a beautiful venue, and very special for the kids to be able to have the opportunity to go up there and play. And then and it was extra special for me. Delphi's coach, Ryan Long, who's had a lot of success at Delphi, you know, we're best of friends. We graduated together from Twin Lakes. We grew up together, elementary school all the way through middle school on through high school, and played basketball and baseball together. So it was a really cool part of it for me personally as well to be able to compete against his team up there.
Well, the Tigers were able to get the win at Purdue, the final again 7-4. Who was on the mound for you last night?
Jacob Susong got the start last night. He had thrown last week against Lafayette Central Catholic, who was ranked number one in Class 1A, and we were able to shut them out with a 4-0 victory. And so he got the start. Very deserving. Jacob is just such a great kid, has a great attitude, understands what his role is on our team, and he came out and threw four-plus innings. And then Kamen Huntsman, our starting shortstop, came in and finished it and threw very well. We had a little talk with Kamen. He came in at Noblesville, and I call pitches, but the pitchers can shake off my pitches if they like to. And sometimes he was shaking off his the fastball. The pitch was called fastball, and he had shaken off some off-speed pitches. And we had a little talk to make him understand that his fastball is his number one pitch, and he has to trust it. That doesn't mean that we're not going to work in the off-speed pitches as well. But last night he really came in and had good velocity, and I would say 85% to 90% of his pitches were fastballs, and then sprinkled in a few changeups and a few curveballs along with it. But he came in and did a really nice job to finish it up for Jacob.
Again, talking here with Coach Cosgray on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Defensively, how did your kids play?
We had one inning where we had a couple of errors. That was early on. We had taken a 2-0 lead, and then we came back, and we had a ground ball back to the pitcher that he initially bobbled, and it kind of made him rush himself to first base, and the ball got away. And then we had a play that it would have been a tough play at shortstop. It was deep in the hole, and came in. I think he kind of rushed it a little bit and wasn't able to field the ball cleanly, and that kind of opened up the inning for Delphi, and they came back and took a 3-2 lead. But we came in and we just told the kids to, you know, refocus, you know, understand that we had our bad inning there. Let's get that out of the way and continue to compete and figure things out at the plate. And we did a nice job. And Jamil Phillippe, who did not start the game, but did come in and end up pitch hitting for Jack Farrell. Got a big triple for us to get us a couple RBIs. And once again, just up and down the lineup, we had some good at-bats. But that was one of the key hits in the game that really propelled us to the 7-4 victory.
And so the Tigers wrap up a successful week last night, again defeating Delphi by a final score of 7-4. So 4-0 on the week, and that sets up what's going to be the final week of the regular season, and beginning on the 15th, and then the 16th, it's against Danville, and then on the 19th, you wrap up with Crawfordsville. So a full week. The race for the conference top spot is probably out of reach, but nonetheless, you want to see your kids finish well, and you have three conference opponents in a row to get that work done.
Yeah, we're just focused on trying to play our best baseball right now. You know, we haven't played as consistently as we had liked throughout the season, but I feel like our kids are starting to turn the corner a little bit. We've emphasized to them that obviously we want to win every game, but in order to do that, our first thing is we have to show improvement. I think we've started to show improvement, and to come back with three conference games against, you know, two of them against Danville and one against Crawfordsville this week will be another challenging week for us. But I think our kids we'll be up to that challenge.
Well, give me your thoughts on the sectional. You're back over at Crawfordsville again, and you won't play a tournament game until Thursday, May 25th. You take on Monrovia. What's been the scouting report that you've been able to gather on Monrovia going into the tournament?
So I was able to go down and watch them play Triton Central last week, and then I've been in touch with Park Tudor's coach who played them earlier in the year, and he's given me some good information. And when I get done here, I'll be going to Covenant Christian. They have a doubleheader there today. So be able to go watch them a little bit down there today as well. With them not being on our schedule, obviously I'm not familiar with them other than what I've seen to this point. So they're above 500 on the season. Watching them there the other night, their first four hitters are all, very solid hitters. And really up and down the lineup, they were able to move the ball in 11-8 victory over Triton Central. I don't think I saw their number one pitcher the other night from what I've taken in, so hopefully maybe he'll pitch today. But the kid that they pitched the other day wasn't bad. He was thrown in the low to mid-80s. So we'll have our work cut out for us. But as far as the draw goes, we have to be pleased with that. Anytime you get the bye, it doesn't matter who you're playing, you're happy about that, especially in baseball when it comes to trying to, conserving pitching. So anyway, we'll play Monrovia on that Thursday, and if we're successful in that game, then we would play in a championship game on Monday, Memorial Day at 11 o'clock.
So that's the plan for the Lebanon Tigers. I know Western Boone, they will play on the Wednesday night, and they will take on Danville. And if Western Boone is able to get Danville, they'll play the winner of Crawfordsville Tri-West in the first game at 5 o'clock on Thursday, May 25th. Coach Cosgrave, thanks so much for your time, and we'll see you next Friday against Crawfordsville.
All right, sounds great, Scott. Really appreciate everything you do for us.
Once again, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgrave, kind enough to join us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk some high school basketball with J.R. Howell and Logan Imes. They're on the way, and this is Coach's Corner on Radio Moms.